The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What up? We're back. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orman. Quick segment, about 8 minutes. Obviously, with the basketball team giving up a hundo and 90 before, wasn't the best look of the Huskers. And, I mean, obviously, I think anytime that you go to those two places, even though Nebraska had a lot more control of the Iowa game, obviously, didn't finish well, but obviously – was neck and neck with them and pretty much had multiple chances probably to win that Iowa game. The Purdue game wasn't indicative of what you expected, but I will say this is that reading here and obviously looking at Purdue's home record, it's a hard place to win. It's a hard travel place, you know, even though obviously they fly right in, they're still not the most aesthetically pleasing place to play at 11 o'clock in the morning. But ultimately, and then Purdue was hitting, but I also think that the one thing that will be interesting to me is, you know, I call it edge. You can call it whatever you want. You know, I always say when everybody comes out motivated at the beginning of the game, both sides, right? Obviously, home team a little bit more, but the discipline of the little things, right? When you know, are you catching the ball clean? Do you have enough knee flex in the are you ready to go? Because those are the things I guess we'd call playing steady will actually kind of keep you in the game. You know, are you a little bit slow on your closeouts? Are you lazy in your switches and all that type of stuff? And then, you know, make it a little bit harder for them to Purdue to get into their, they were running secondary, third breaks. They were coming down and just doing whatever. And so it's a balance. I mean, it's a gut check, and, you know, by no means, you need to sit up there and think like Fred's not the guy or anything like that. But, you know, those players in the locker room, particularly led by Juwan, Bryce, and probably, you know, Sam and the other leaders in there, not only need to have a very stern and very colorful conversation, then you need to take that conversation and put in foundation-based actions. The next practice is going to be hard, right? Everybody's going to try hard the next practice. I want to know what about practice 10. After you play, you get what I'm saying? And then just go from there. I mean, you know, sometimes you play in the Big Ten, you play against a team like Purdue, with the depth of guard play that they got, you can get lit up pretty quick. And when things get rolling downhill and you're not hitting that L either, it can be tough. It can be real tough.
Austin and I were talking about it yesterday that in watching the game and in watching the replay, there were a couple of things that were in order. One, it looked like the movie I expected. And I can't say that for everybody, and everybody won't say they expected Nebraska to go in and get thumped like that. But everything about it said, this is not an ideal situation for Nebraska basketball, especially in this roster and this version. And that's a team that went in 12-3. A 12-3 team in the Big Ten. You're at the point you were 2-2 in the Big Ten, and you're going on the road. Okay. And you're going on the road Saturday morning at 11 o'clock, which is pretty sure way for you to get your head kicked in the Big Ten, go on the road on a Sunday morning, and the students aren't there, and you have to provide your own juice. Okay. Wasn't going to be built for that. And then they had the day of all days, a 19 made 3-point Sunday morning. Listen, you can't game plan that. You can't. In their biggest dreams, Purdue didn't think, hey, we're going to knock down 19 threes. you just can't do it. So accept the butt whooping. But yeah, as Jay say, the conversations have to become different, because it's not like you're done with Sunday morning games on the road in the Big Ten. As we talked about yesterday, you've got to go to Maryland next Sunday, 11 o'clock. That's a talented team. They went on the road and shook some people up. That's a good Maryland team on a Sunday morning, 11 o'clock. Not pleasant. Then, for grins and giggles, you got to go to Madison, Wisconsin on Sunday early. Guess what? That's not going to play out well. It never has. It's just, listen, they can go and play well, right? You can hope that they are competitive, but do you expect them to win against really good programs with all of those things? And then, by the way, you're going to go on a Sunday night to Oregon for a late game, a 9:30. What you can do 6:30 in Oregon and 9:30 at Washington? How do you think that plays out? So remember that, but also remember, they're undefeated at PBA. And the Big Ten is about this. Be your authentic self at home. And then when you go on the road, if you can find a way to steal one on the road, you're now a 10-8 Big Ten team.
Yeah, I don't I think obviously you got to hold serve at home, but also think that doesn't mean that you go up there and get beat by 40 points.
I don't think that anybody, we were saying it yesterday, and no metric, there's no universe where Nate Linder slept well.
Well, I mean, it's yesterday. Also, you know, because of Michigan State too. So you got to, that's where I think the difference is. It's not, of course, winning is the most important thing. But I think it's like everybody knows, and those players should know. And it really is. At this point, yeah, your voice might be raised some to make the point emphatic, but this is now I got to talk to you, man, because now we got to make a decision.
Well, but like, Bryce that guy? It's Bryce's team, but it's not going to be Bryce's voice.
Well, Bryce's team, Juwan's locker room.
All of them, and the reality is, it might be Sam's locker.
Might be Sam.
Yeah, well, right. It, whoever says it, it does. Your best player sometimes doesn't have to be the henchman. Like if Bryce is the best player, and he doesn't exercise his voice, that's fine because he'll speak up when he needs to. Whoever it is that is respected by their actions and obviously their play over time. This needs to, you know, it needs to be a stern conversation. Hey, look, man, this is not good enough.
But remember this other part, Jay. This is what I was thinking about yesterday. So we mentioned Bryce, who's been through the rodeo, right? He's been through it. Juwan's been through it. Sam's been through it. But all the folks who need to step up for this team to be really good, this is their first rodeo. And this, like, wait a minute. Bearcat is like, wait a minute, what has happened? Andrew Morgan's going, hey, wait a minute.
It's a step up for Andrew. Bearcat was at UCLA.
But he never played the minutes. Yeah. He didn't play the minutes. So
no.
When
no,
you're leaning on
yeah,
him.
Yeah, and you got to – I mean, there's some, you know, circumstances. But Bryson, to be frank, Bryce and Juwan need to play better. Period.
I think in the Big Ten, when they play well, they will look like the Nebraska, as Austin said yesterday, we were trying to figure out who they are. Like, I'm not sure they know who they are.
Well, they're learning.
Right.
They're learning. And this part of the learning process. But your two lead dogs got to lead. And there ain't no night off. Yeah. And that's the hardest thing to listen.
Big Ten basketball.
I mean, it's basketball, period. You could be in high school and you got to be a lead dog. I will tell you from personal experience. So not everybody's in it like.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets. Guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm not one of these guys up here and point the finger. I remember emphatically getting out there and having instant success and thinking to myself the whole offseason, Jay Foreman might be the next coming of Lawrence Taylor. I'm telling you this right now. I mean, in a seven-game stretch, I put up like 92 tackles. Dude, I was just – I mean, I was out there. I was like, this is easy. Sacks, forced fumbles. Tip balls. I was like, yeah, these dudes, they wait till next year. Okay. That's what some of these guys are now, right now, where you're piecing together some success. Go two, three games going, two, three games off, game on, couple games off, four games on. But the hardest transition I ever had as an athlete, as a professional athlete, and in college, was going from one of the guys to the guy that had to bring it every single day. And you don't bring it every single game if you don't bring it every day in practice.
And Fred Hoiberg has talked about that, right? Like, he can tell, it's super obvious when, to him at least, when Nebraska's had good weeks of practice, when Nebraska's had bad weeks of practice. Michigan State was a bad week of practice. That's what Fred Hoiberg said, right? They had a six-day layoff, I think, going up to the Breslin Center. Fred Hoiberg said, yeah, our practices weren't as good. So kind of saw this one coming. Didn't excuse it. Said we got to get better and learn from it. Indiana, 6 days off, better week of practice, and they're at home. My biggest thing with this team is I had this conversation with someone on Twitter after we got off air at DP a little bit, and I kind of came to this conclusion. I think that Fred Hoiberg is calling Nebraska gritty, grimy, dirty to try to coax it out of them more and more, right? Because when Nebraska does lean into that being gritty, it's a good team. We see it more at home. We saw it in Hawaii. When Nebraska leans into it, it's good. Problem is, we don't see it every game. And yes, being on the road is difficult. In the Big Ten, it's even harder. In early tip-offs, it's probably, you know, the most difficult degree of that. But I think that Fred Hoiberg continues to call his team dirty, gritty, grimy to try to get them to be more consistent with it, because they are not necessarily consistent with it.
I don't know. That's not how I use gritty about my players. Sometimes it's a call to actions, but sometimes it has to be a statement of truth. Like, I can't BS you and tell you, Austin, you're as tough as Jay Foreman. You would look at me like I had eight foreheads, right? Like, you would just go, yeah, right, DP. I can tell you, listen, somewhere in you is enough fight for you to be competitive. And if I can get you to be competitive once, then I can get you to do it twice. If I can't get you to do it once, doesn't matter. Now, he has to call to it. But also remember, them other folks in the Big Ten, they're gritty for real.
And they have been.
Like, they're gritty. Like, we went through the difference between a good basketball team, a great basketball team, and an elite program. It's that they know that there's a Jay Foreman that's going to put his foot in all the right places to keep this thing moving. As he said, Jay can get it where, guess what? 92 tackles in seven games, right? When you see that, you know, okay, whatever Jay say, he mean, because that isn't happening. Bryce gave it to you in moment. Juwan gives it to you in moment. They're trying to figure out, with the surrounding players, who is going to go to battle with them in the critical moments in the Big Ten, right? You got me three big dudes. Can you count on any of them or all of them? If you can count on one of them, you'll be competitive in the Big Ten. If you can count on all of them, you'll be really good in the Big Ten. But you haven't seen that. All right, who's going to be the shooter? Listen, if you're going to buy in that Bearcat is going to be your long-range shooter, then what are you doing with Connor? And if Connor's not your number one shooter, if he is your number one shooter, you got to get him in the game. And two, what are you doing with him otherwise? Like, are you working to get him the best shots, or is he taking end of the shot clock long range desperation threes, or is he taking the shots that, that Purdue took, which is, hey, catch, 2 foot, shoot, lock it up, line it up, bang. There's a difference.
Yeah,
and Nebraska has to get to that.
Yeah, it's tough. But the two dudes I'm challenging are the two dudes in front. You guys have got to figure out if one of you slacking, the other one's got to figure out to get it going. It's not always points though either, I think, with this team.
And Gino, I hear you in saying don't coax it, demand it. Not that simple at this level, because again, Nebraska is still not the most talented team on the floor every night in the Big Ten.
But then that, but wouldn't that be then you demand it even more?
Well, you're demanding that they take the things that you work on,
right,
and do those things.
Right.
I call that being smart.
Right, but you demand, but it's not an option anymore.
Well, if you give teenagers an option, I guess
the option's not that, but. I think at some point,
if there, I give you the rule there, for there, how to run the
is,
offense,
there is nothing wrong. Doesn't matter when it is to challenging somebody.
Oh, I'm good with the challenge.
And I'm right now. If I'm a player, I'm challenging right now.
Yeah, you want your leaders to lead in whatever way that is. In whatever way that is,
we're still buddies. We can still play PlayStation.
Well, but I can tell you, having been around them in private spaces, that they do call each other out when appropriate, and they do it in a way that's meant to help the team.
I'm gonna help you,
right?
It's gonna hurt though.
Well, I mean,
here's the, finish at the rim.
But here's the other part. Okay, let's be real. Nobody wearing a Nebraska jersey intended for this to be a 40-point game.
They didn't fly all the way there. No, they didn't do that. Hey, let's lose by 40. Ready, right, break.
Like that wasn't the thing. But I think as they find their way, they also know that there is a much bigger picture, that they have to be better at the end of February and the beginning of March than they are now.
Yeah, it is a process for this.
Right, this is not the best version of
this. This particular team, you might see this some, but then I think it'll smooth out here in about a week or two. I still think they're still finding themselves.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? And sometimes – that might make you play somewhat apprehensive. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I think once they kind of decide, let's just dive into it and see what's up, and then let's figure it out as it plays out. I think you'll see a quick turn. Then you'll see and more smooth sailing.
And I think if they finish Iowa, this is a different conversation.
Yeah, and it might be a hangover.
Right. Right. Like if they finish Iowa, you're just going, okay, you're 13-3, big whoop. You lost an away game in the Big Ten. But you didn't finish the second half at Iowa, which was a gettable get, right? Because it's a big difference if you're at three wins in the Big Ten when you hit Purdue. That's a different
feeling,
different
money.
Vibe. You gave one away. You're a little bitter. You're dragging a little bit. And listen, I hate to tell you, but Rutgers don't care about your problems. Rutgers doesn't care about your problems. You talk about the demand of coaching that gritty. Yeah, that's what's coming.
Yeah, I mean it's the Big Ten, so there's no night off. So that's what you sign up for, and that's what is expected. But we'll take a quick break. Come back, Jay Foreman, DP Austin Orman. We'll be right back.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
89% of business leaders say AI is a top priority. But with AI tools popping up everywhere, how do you separate the helpful from the hype? The right choice is crucial, which is why teams at one-third of Fortune 500 companies use Grammarly. With over 15 years of experience building responsible, secure AI, Grammarly isn't just another AI communication assistant. It's how companies like yours increase productivity while keeping data protected and private. Designed to fit the needs of business, Grammarly is backed by a user-first privacy policy and industry-leading security credentials. This means you won't have to worry about the safety of your company information. Grammarly also emphasizes responsible AI, so your company can avoid harmful bias. See why 70,000 teams and 30 million people trust Grammarly at grammarly.com/enterprise. That's grammarly.com/enterprise. Grammarly, enterprise ready AI.